I'm Lisa Mullins. As the coronavirus sweeps across the country, more and more people are staying home. But socializing hasn't stopped. It's simply moved online. WBUR's Amelia Mason has more on the rise of virtual gatherings in the era of social distancing.
Boston University sophomore Caitlin Riggio was home in New Jersey for spring break when she got an email saying that students wouldn't be going back to campus after the holiday. Suddenly, she was faced with the prospect of not seeing any of her friends for the rest of the semester.
So someone said as a joke, oh, we should do a virtual Warren Dining Hall, which is like one of the main dining halls in the middle of campus where a lot of us tend to congregate.
Now, in between online classes, Riggio and her friends meet for lunch most days on the video conferencing app Zoom. It's a way to maintain normalcy in an uncertain time.
Everyone is kind of sad and kind of like not good, especially some of my friends who are seniors. But for the most part, people have been trying to make the best of kind of a less than ideal situation. And we've been leaning on each other on that for the most part in our virtual dining hall and just our regular group chats and things like that.
Game nights, knitting circles, playdates, D&D campaigns. To stave off loneliness in the age of social distancing, people are finding all kinds of ways to socialize online. Valerie Hirschberg and Daniela Pedraza of Cambridge planned their first Zoom happy hour last week. The couple realized they couldn't approach it quite like a normal party.
Kind of just turned into looking much like a lesson plan would for like class with a level of structure.
Hirschberg teaches eighth grade, and it definitely came in handy.
We've got some activities, some games, as well as a talent portion. So we'll get started.
The games were a hit, though things did get a little heated during a round of Would You Rather.
Okay, but I'm not muted, and I still have very strong opinions about this question, and I will not be silenced, and I will not be stopped.
Silencer.
23 people ended up attending the party. There were friends calling in from New York and California, even a couple people in lockdown in France. Some of them, Hirschberg and Pedraza, hadn't met before. Here's Hirschberg again.
We were, like, so sad it was over. Like, my sister FaceTimed me immediately. Like, I think I had, like, 4 or 5 FaceTime calls coming in at the same time of people just wanting to
talk more.
Still talk and still hang out. Yeah, I felt, like, definitely a serotonin rush after that.
On top of, like, being a little tipsy. So yeah. It was like, woo!
No one would argue a virtual party is better than the real thing. But Hirschberg and Pedraza say they might continue Zoom happy hours even after the crisis as a way to stay in touch with far-flung friends. And they'll definitely be doing it again soon. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.